Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, you want to be caller number 6 today, because that's what week we're in the NFL, week 6, when you hear this sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Caller number 6 will get you a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf, and it's also sponsored by here on Smash Your Pass, Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We started with a tough one, boys. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I'm going to do it, but Arby's, home of the beef, right? That's our place. They're offering steak nuggets at Arby's. You smashing or are you passing?
Well, I would think with this situation,
they look like burn ends.
I know they do, and I'll just be honest with you. I'm not going to go get them. I'm just not. You know, they could be the greatest thing in the world. I'm not going to Arby's to get the steak nuggets. So if somebody brings them in, I will try them. But I know who I am. I'm not going to Arby's and I'm not getting steak nuggets there. So I will pass. But again, if they're presented to me, then I will smash them.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I wouldn't go out of my way, but yeah, I would eat these for sure. I like Arby's.
Little side of horsey sauce?
Absolutely.
Little side of horsey sauce would be a good dipping sauce for this, yeah.
That's like horseradish. geek?
That's like horseradish.
I don't know, because every time I go to Arby's, I get the same thing.
5 for $55? 5 for $5.55? No.
I just always get the big beef and ched, curly fries, side of nacho cheese.
Mac so just popped up. He goes, what's 5 for $5.55? I could see it coming, right?
The holy grail of college kids, man. Back in the day, Arby's, 5 for $5.55. Yep. You get 5 of these like certain menu items.
Yeah, 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5.
Or you do like 3 curly fries, 2 sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or you could do mozzarella sticks or the apple turnover. Or what is the...
Wow. I mean, that was eating back in the day, brother.
Yeah.
5 for $5.55.
That's incredible.
Like it was.
I'm still saying. I think, you know, everybody talks about inflation and prices going up and all that stuff. That just naturally happens. But for me, I'm not a fast food eater. But when I see the menus, I am still in sticker shock because I remember the Big Mac meal was $2.99.
Mm. The bean burrito used to be like 69 cents. You get a taco for 49 cents or you get a soft taco for 59 cents.
I mean, you could go to Taco Bell with a $5 bill and feed the family for a month.
Now you go to the $5, they give you like a Hawaiian freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's promo.
Order in the app, you'll get $5 tacos. Great.
The Dodgers, of course, the culinary chefs they have in their place will have, because they're going to continue to play this wild card series, 2-1 against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Dodgers will have wild card funnel cakes made with pistachio cream.
Oh, so it's the Dubai.
It looks like it. Pistachio cream, chocolate, toasted kataffi. I don't know if that's how you spell it or say it. Whipped cream, chocolate drizzle, and pistachios.
So it's a Dubai chocolate funnel cake is what essentially that is, right?
Looks smashable.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that looks absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, no, that is absolutely. Why don't they just call it is Dubai chocolate now trademarked and we can't do that? Just say this is a Dubai chocolate funnel cake and the kids will line up 6-7 deep and get that thing. Okay. Low key. No cap.
Full Riz today, Bob. Full Riz. The Cubs, they are offering a Korean dog.
Ooh.
for the postseason. See, I knew it. It's made with crunchy Korean corn dog.
There's no chance I'm going near this.
Sweet hot mustard, bacon, aioli, and chives.
And it's on a stick. It looks awful. Like, to me.
It's a super elevated corn dog.
Yeah.
This looks amazing. Smash.
Okay.
Smash City. Why aren't we smashing this?
Nah, I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in a fried hot dog with mayonnaise.
I'm pretty simple at a ball game. Dog, nachos, beer. That's really all I really care for at a baseball game. Plus, like, you got to get back to your seat with this thing. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know that guy. Hey, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that taste like? Go get one, Daryl.
It's up there. The picture isn't even selling it for me.
It's very beautiful, but I don't know if I'm eating. There's no way I'm eating that.
No, I'm saying that. That picture's not doing it for it. I don't know. It's just too much.
Korean corn dog for the postseason. Pass. Max smashing, though. Moving along on Smash or Pass as we continue to go through the playoff edition food for baseball stadiums. This one is called, it's at the Dodger Stadium. It says it pairs well with that pistachio cream funnel cake.
Yeah.
The Chicky Cherry Sandwich.
I love that, yeah.
We are all three smashing this. Yeah. I don't even need to read anymore just by looking at the picture. Well, but it is a crunchy cornflake fried chicken meats chimichurri.
Yeah, I love chimichurri, man.
Tahini aioli, wow. Smashed avocado, cucumber salad, and a peppery arugula served on a toasted and Dodger logoed pressed bun.
That's an extra $3.50 to get the LA logo stamped on it.
You can keep the logo then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's located at field level section 23.
Yeah, they're not doing that all over the stadium. I would absolutely smash that. I may go try to create that myself today.
Have you ever made chimichurri?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Make a steak and put some chimichurri
on
top.
There's nothing better. I go to Red Door Grill and I'll get the salmon salad, chimichurri on the side, no dressing. Ooh. I love their chimichurri. It is fantastic.
Dubai. That's what the text line said. Yeah. And then the last one, I think I'm just ordering this to have it. Arkansas versus Notre Dame offered hog wild cotton candy. It's literally a cotton candy that you normally get, but it's a pig's face.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's pink and white cotton candy, the cheeks are white. It's awesome.
It's great.
100% getting that just to have it. Yeah.
That's what great. I don't mind when somebody goes, where'd you get that? Like, that's something you get when you have an annoying fan next to you that you know would go get it.
Oh, 100%.
Where'd you get that? It's over there across the stadium.
Yeah.
Section 238, row 12.
You better get over there. They only have a few left. Oh, I better get there.
I just want that to have it.
I would just do it for the Insta.
Yeah, I mean,
you
it
know,
is
that,
funny.
That is absolutely what you do when, you know, people take pictures of their food and put them on the interwebs these days. Have you seen that trend that's happening these days?
Phone eats first.
You know, and so you gotta take a picture of that. That's one that you could put on your Instagram page. That's really cool. I like that.
I retweeted it, so if you want to see it, at Dusty Likens. The pig looks like it's been in my garage for
the
an
pig
entire
is stoned.
Week.
Yeah. That pig is happy because it's about ready to get eaten.
Oh, man, that thing is hilarious.
I love it. Like, what can we do here? Can we do, like, a Slugger cotton candy or a Casey Wolf type of cotton candy? I think that'd be pretty good. That's fun. I love it.
816 says, I worked at Arby's for the 5 for 5. I have PTSD from all the bustles of football teams and cheer squads.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Yes, that's exactly right. I remember doing Division III football in Texas. Arby's was one of those places at. Yep.
I always got 3 beef and cheddars, a curly fry, and their mocha shake. That mocha shake, dude, that was dessert. And yes, I was in college. Yes, it was around 4:30 in the afternoon. Yes, you can fill in the rest. That was my Arby's order.
That's crazy you wasted one of those on a dessert. See, I would just either get the fries or the sandwiches.
I already had two sandwiches, 2 fries, and the mocha.
I guess you're forgetting. Yeah. I was 300 pounds. I had to keep that up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wasn't far behind you. If you were 300, I was 280.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
That's right. Caller number 6. Tell Mac that he's awesome.
Mac's
awesome.
Tell him
that you're happy that he's back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.